User experience, UX design. How to design user-friendly interfaces and experiences that improve customer satisfaction and retention. This training course is designed to provide participants with an understanding of the principles and best practices of UX design. Participants will learn how to create user-friendly interfaces and experiences that improve customer satisfaction and retention. The course will cover topics such as user research, user interface design, prototyping, and usability testing. By the end of the course, participants will have the skills and knowledge to design and develop effective user experiences that meet the needs of their customers and drive business success. Module 1 Introduction to User Experience Design. 1.1 What is UX design? Definition of UX design. Examples of products or services with good UX design. Overview of the UX design process. Discussion of the interdisciplinary nature of UX design. 1.2 Why is UX design important for businesses? Benefits of providing a positive user experience for customers. Examples of companies with successful UX design strategies. The impact of UX design on customer satisfaction and loyalty. The competitive advantage of investing in UX design. 1.3 Key principles of UX design. User-centered design, putting the user's needs and goals at the center of the design process. Consistency, maintaining a consistent design and user experience across all devices and platforms. Clarity, making sure that the design is clear and easy to understand. Accessibility, designing for all users, including those with disabilities. Feedback and iteration, incorporating user feedback into the design process and continually iterating and improving the design. UX design versus UI design. 1.4 Definition of UI design. Differences between UX design and UI design. Examples of products or services that excel in UX design but not necessarily in UI design. Discussion of the complementary nature of UX design and UI design. Homework, research and write a brief report on the importance of UX design in the success of a business, using examples from real-world case studies. Create a list of 3 UX design principles that you believe are most important for improving customer satisfaction and retention, and explain why. Evaluation criteria. The report demonstrates an understanding of the importance of UX design in business, and includes relevant and well-chosen examples. The list of UX design principles is well-reasoned and supported by examples and evidence. Module 2 Understanding User Needs and Behaviors. 2.1 User Research Methods. Overview of different user research methods, including surveys, interviews, focus groups, and usability testing. Discussion of the advantages and disadvantages of each research method. Best practices for selecting and conducting user research. 2.2 Creating User Personas. Definition and purpose of user personas. How to create user personas based on user research. Examples of effective user personas. How to use user personas in the design process. 2.3 User Journey Mapping. Definition and purpose of user journey mapping. How to create user journey maps based on user research. Examples of effective user journey maps. How to use user journey maps in the design process. 2.4 Designing for accessibility and inclusivity. Overview of accessibility and inclusivity in UX design. Guidelines for designing accessible and inclusive products and services. Examples of effective accessibility and inclusive design. How to test for accessibility and inclusivity. Homework. Conduct user research using at least 2 different methods, such as surveys, interviews, or usability testing, and create a report summarizing your findings. Develop a user persona based on your research, and create a user journey map to demonstrate how that persona interacts with a specific product or service. Evaluation criteria. The research report provides a detailed and insightful analysis of user needs and behaviors with clear and actionable recommendations. The user persona is well developed and includes relevant details about the user's needs, goals, and pain points. The user journey map is clear and easy to follow. Module 3 Designing User Interfaces. 3.1 Principles of Visual Design. overview of visual design principles, such as color theory, contrast, and hierarchy. How to apply visual design principles to user interfaces. Examples of effective visual design in user interfaces. How to use visual design to enhance the user experience. 3.2 Best practices for layout and typography. Overview of layout and typography principles. How to create effective layouts for user interfaces. How to choose appropriate typography for user interfaces. Examples of effective layout and typography in user interfaces. 3.3 Designing for multiple devices and platforms. Overview of different devices and platforms, such as desktops, smartphones, and tablets. How to design user interfaces for multiple devices and platforms. Best practices for responsive design. How to test user interfaces across multiple devices and platforms. 3.4 Usability testing and feedback. Overview of usability testing and its importance in UX design. Best practices for usability testing, including defining test objectives, selecting participants, and collecting feedback. How to analyze usability test results and incorporate feedback into design improvements. Examples of effective usability testing in UX design. Homework. Choose a product or service and create wireframes and visual designs for a new or improved interface. Conduct usability testing on the design and create a report summarizing your findings and any changes you made based on user feedback. Evaluation criteria. The wireframes and visual designs demonstrate a clear understanding of UX design principles and are well suited to the product or service. The usability testing report provides a clear and concise summary of user feedback, with actionable recommendations for improving the design. Module 4 Interaction Design. 4.1 Principles of Interaction Design. Overview of interaction design principles, such as affordances, constraints, and feedback. How to apply interaction design principles to user interfaces. Examples of effective interaction design in user interfaces. How to use interaction design to enhance the user experience. 4.2 Designing effective navigation and menus. Overview of navigation and menu design principles. How to create effective navigation and menus for user interfaces. Best practices for menu hierarchy and organization. Examples of effective navigation and menu design in user interfaces. 4.3 Creating clear and intuitive forms. Overview of form design principles. How to create clear and intuitive forms for user interfaces. Best practices for form layout and labeling. Examples of effective form design in user interfaces. 4.4 Designing for touch screens and other input methods. Overview of touch-based input methods and their impact on interaction design. How to design user interfaces for touch screens. Best practices for designing for touch-based input methods. Examples of effective touch-based interaction design in user interfaces. Homework. Choose a product or service and create a detailed interaction design plan, including clear and intuitive navigation and menus, and effective forms. Conduct user testing on the interaction design and create a report summarizing your findings and any changes you made based on user feedback. Evaluation criteria. The interaction design plan is detailed and well-reasoned, demonstrating an understanding of UX design principles and best practices. The user testing report provides a clear and concise summary of user feedback, with actionable recommendations for improving the interaction design. Module 5 Prototyping and User Testing. 5.1 Creating and Testing Wireframes. Overview of wireframing and its importance in UX design. How to create effective wireframes for user interfaces. Best practices for wireframe testing and feedback. Examples of effective wireframing in UX design. 5.2 Designing and Testing Prototypes. Overview of prototyping and its importance in UX design. How to create effective prototypes for user interfaces. Best practices for prototype testing and feedback. Examples of effective prototyping in UX design. 5.3 Conducting user testing and feedback sessions. Overview of user testing and its importance in UX design. how to conduct effective user testing sessions, best practices for gathering user feedback and analyzing results, examples of effective user testing and feedback sessions in UX design, 5.4 iterating and refining designs based on feedback, overview of iteration and refinement in UX design, how to analyze user feedback and use it to improve designs, best practices for incorporating feedback into design iterations, examples of effective design iteration and refinement in UX design. Homework: develop a working prototype of a product or service, incorporating feedback from previous homework assignments and user testing. Conduct additional user testing on the prototype and create a report summarizing your findings and any changes you made based on user feedback. Evaluation criteria: the prototype demonstrates a clear and intuitive user interface and effective interaction design, incorporating feedback from previous assignments and user testing. The user testing report provides a detailed analysis of user feedback with clear and actionable recommendations for improving the prototype. Module 6, UX Design in Business. 6.1, The Role of UX Design in Business Strategy. Overview of the role of UX design in business strategy. How UX design can drive business goals and objectives. Examples of companies with successful UX design strategies. Best practices for integrating UX design into business strategy. 6.2, Measuring the success of UX design. Overview of UX design metrics and their importance. How to measure the success of UX design through key performance indicators, KPIs. Examples of effective UX design metrics and KPIs. Best practices for measuring the success of UX design. 6.3, Collaborating with developers and other stakeholders. Overview of the role of collaboration in UX design. How to collaborate effectively with developers, product managers, and other stakeholders. Best practices for communicating design decisions and gathering feedback. Examples of effective collaboration in UX design. 6.4, Maintaining and evolving UX design over time. Overview of the importance of maintaining and evolving UX design over time. How to evolve UX design based on user feedback and changing business needs. Best practices for maintaining consistency and scalability in UX design. Examples of effective UX design evolution and maintenance over time. Homework: choose a business and develop a UX design strategy that aligns with the company's overall goals and objectives. Create a presentation summarizing your UX design strategy and presenting your recommendations to stakeholders. Evaluation criteria: the UX design strategy demonstrates a clear understanding of the business's goals and objectives, and is well-reasoned and supported by evidence and research. The presentation is clear and well-organized, effectively communicating the UX design strategy and recommendations to stakeholders. A training course on user experience, UX design provides participants with the skills and knowledge needed to create user-friendly interfaces and experiences that improve customer satisfaction and retention. The course covers a range of topics, such as user research, user interface design, prototyping, and usability testing, and teaches participants the principles and best practices of UX design. By the end of the course, participants are able to apply their knowledge in practical situations to design effective user experiences that meet the needs of their customers and drive business success.